It's a schus and an honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, we're in Parshas Bo, we're getting at him, it's Ryan. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions. Then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us, Perek Yud Pusuk Aleph. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe, Bo el Paro, come to Paro. Ki ani echbadeti et libo. I made his heart, I hardened his heart. That leave of a dove and the heart of his servants. So you should take these signs and you should put it in his midst. And as we all know, Parshas Bo is the last of the three of the Makos of the Ten. I remember my cousin Eli Sklar once getting up. They had a dinner in the Imbal Hotel. They had a whole dinner for the DRS. And he got up and he said, it's Parshas Bo. Gematria Bo is three. There are three Makos in this week's Parsha. Klal Yisrael got out of Mitzrayim. And he sat down and he got a standing ovation. But it's a Bala Turin. I'm not going to just say that. Even though some people might want me to. You can turn off your recorders. You can turn off the recording. But the Bala Turin says, Bo, three. Getting out of Mitzrayim, the last of the three Makos. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to talk about the Parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Paro and he's like, listen, as we spoke about last week, I'm shooting 7 for 7 at the line. I'm draining everything. Hashem is hardening your heart. Just let me out. Let my people go. And Paro says, no, no, no. As we all know, I won't let my people go. Or your people. And then finally there's a discussion. And Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Paro and he says, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just going to wipe you out. So then Paro turns to him. Perek Yud Pasuk Ches Vayushav Es Moshe Ves Aaron Aparo Vayomer Aleihem Lichu Ivdu Es Hashem Elokeichem Mi Vami Holchem. Which one are going? Which ones? And Moshe Rabbeinu turns and he says, Vayomer Moshe Binareinu Ubzokeinu Neleich Vibaneinu Ubnoseinu Bitzoneinu Vkareinu. Moshe says, with our youngsters and with our elders. We're going to go with our sons, with our daughters. We're going to go with all of our cattle. So we can make a festival. Ki chag Hashem lanu. And the Mefarshim questioned one. The Mefarshim want to know exactly what was the conversation between Paro and Moshe. Paro says, mi v'mi holchem, who's going to go? And all of a sudden Moshe says, what do you mean? Everyone's going to go. What did Paro think? And what did Moshe respond? Question one. Question two. We know you go to the famous Rashi, first Rashi on the Torah, Bereshis Baru Elokim, right? Amar Rav Yitzchak says the Taz. Why Amar Rav Yitzchak? Because Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, the Taz says that he was showing Kibud Av Va'Em to his father, for his father teaching him the Torah. Yitzchak, some people know Rashi as Rabin Shel Yisrael. And Rashi comes along, the famous Rashi, which we all know, and if we don't know, we'll know it now. Is, why are you going and telling me all the stories? Go to the first mitzvah, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. This week's Parsha, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph. Go to the first mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, sanctifying the moon. And Rashi brings down from the Medrash, Higid Maisav Amo Higid La'artso, that all the great Maisim, creating, as we spoke about in Sefer Bereishis, Sefer Ayetzira, the creation of the world, the creation of the Avos. And the question is, why is the first mitzvah, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem? We know there's so many mitzvahs, 613, 248 positive, 365 negative. And it's very interesting because if you go to the Mefarshim, as we know, all the Mefarshim have different ways of breaking up the mitzvahs. The Gemara tells us in Makos, at the end of Makos, no one argues, even though all Jews, we love arguing, no one argues about 613. The question is, how do you get to the 613? The Rambam says, maybe mitzvahs derabbanan are apply under that. Machlokes Rambam and Ramban. So many mitzvahs. But if you look in the Sefer Achinuch, we don't know exactly which Rishon it was. Very interesting discussion who it was. And it's basically going through all the parshas and going through the mitzvahs of the parsha. And it's very interesting. If you look all through Sefer Bereishis, the Sefer Achinuch has three mitzvahs. But really, we didn't get mitzvahs until Har Sinai. It's coming up so soon. We're getting Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf. But the three mitzvahs are Puravu, Bris Milah, and that you can't eat Avram and Achai, the Gid Hanoshe. So we see that there are different mitzvos. However, what is the first mitzvah of the Torah? HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. So why is that? Question three. We know, we read a lot about all the Eser Makos, and we read about the Arbe. Paro comes very strong, and basically the Arbe comes, and Paro says, listen, you got to get rid of this Arbe, it's destroying me. The language that Paro says to Moshe Rabbeinu is that you got to get rid of it. Pasuk, Perig Yud, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vayetzar Ma'alai, Rakat HaMavis HaZeh, such strong language. You got to remove from me only this death. And the Mefarshim want to know, again, all the Makos, right now, this is the eighth one, Arbe. Listen to Moshe. You're going to get it. And still Paro just doesn't listen, but he says, no, this Arbe is going to cause death. And he gets very strong, strong language. And furthermore, we'll call it 3B, interconnected a little bit. But it is, because the Yisod's interconnected. As it says in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin, we're talking about the Karban Pesach. And we know, getting out of Mitzrayim, taking the Karban Pesach, becoming a nation, as the Mishnayos tell us in Pesachim, that we're becoming a Chabura, becoming a group, becoming one. And then it says something amazing, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Ushmartem et hamatzos, ki be'etzem hayom hazeh hoseisi et suzeichem eretz Yisrayim. And you should watch these matzos, because on this day, and Rashi brings down, Ushmartem et hamatzos, Rav Yishayah Omer, al tehet korei et hamatzos, ela et hamitzvos. Don't read it as matzos, but read it as mitzvos. Kederuk she'ein machmitzin et hamatzos. Kach ein machmitzin et hamitzvos. Just like you got to be careful with the matzos, that they don't become chametz, so too you got to be careful with your mitzvos. And the question is, what is so unique about this drasha? Matzos, mitzvos. Okay, listen, you know, I understand the same words, and mitzvos and matzos is a very interesting radvaz. Radvaz says, if you look in the Torah, there's no nekudos. No nekudos, right? Everyone knows when you're laning, and you're learning with your bar mitzvah teacher, or whoever's teaching you how to lane, sometimes you peek over, and the bar mitzvah teacher tells you, listen, I know you have... I know you have your tikkun, but guess what? There's no nekudos in the Torah. Rav says, you know why there's no nekudos in the Torah? Because of this, because of the drushas. Torah Shabbat Peh. Every letter you can make different drushas, understand it with Chazal's wisdom. No nekudos, I remember. Funny story. There was a simcha in West Orange, Uncle Ira and Ora threw down a big simcha. And I remember they asked me. I was able to lane, not the biggest laning guy. And also, my uncle's nephew, Jared Kushner, he asked him to lane. I remember he was sick, and he walked in from Livingston, and he laned, and he was great. And then it was my turn, and I was doing awesome. And then I got to the last pasuk, and it was Lo Tivashel Gedi Bachalev Imo, and I kept on saying it wrong. And the reason I was saying it wrong, because there was no nekudos there. Baruch Hashem, Siyata Dishmaya. I was able to get the last pasuk. The last one is always that last pasuk, but I'll never forget that story. But that's the idea here, is that there's no nekudos in the Torah. But what is this drasha? Don't say matzos, but say mitzvahs. What's so unique about it? So again, let's just chazer over. Clarity is the name of the game, as we all know. Question one is, what was the conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu and Paro? How come Paro said, Miva, Mihochim, who's going? Moshe says, what are you talking about? What was that dialogue? Question two, why is the first mitzvah in the Torah, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, sanctifying the moon? And question three, is Paro's language about Arbe, the eighth Makkah, is so strong, Ki Hamavis, it's death. All these Makkahs were very strong. Why such a strong Lashon? And furthermore, Al Tikri et HaMatzos, Ela et HaMitzvos, why are you telling me that don't read in matzos, even though we're talking about matzos in this context of Karban Pesach, and getting out of Mitzrayim, but read it as mitzvahs. So what's the Yisod? So again, all comes back to the Yisod. And we're here to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're here to do the mitzvahs. We're here to learn the Torah. We're here to build our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the way we're going to do it is that we're going to build ourselves, like we always talk about. We just have to strengthen it. Now, I was once at a question and answer with, I said this before, so I don't remember what I say, but I was once at a question and answer with Reversal Chakra, and he was asked a very fascinating question, which is a great question. You know, there's so many religions in the world, and how do I know that Judaism's right, and all these different things. And Rav Schechter said something amazing. He said, we have something called Mesorah. We pass it down to generation, to generation, to generation, to generation. And the Mesorah is what's keeping us alive. The Torah Shebaal Peh, the Torah, is keeping us alive. And it goes from generation to generation. And the values of life come from the Torah. Hafoch ba v'kula ba. If you want to understand, you want to understand things deep, you learn Torah more, you try to understand it more, you connect, you learn about yourself more. When you learn the Torah, when you learn all the amazing things, Hashkafa, and Gemara, and Tanakh, and all the Halacha, so many, you learn more and more about the Ribbono Shel Olam, as the Ramban writes, every single letter is Shemosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you know what the conversation maybe was between Moshe and Paro? Paro comes to Moshe and he says, me but me, who's going? You know, the clergy are so important, they're the leaders. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, really? Yeah, the clergy are important. Everyone has a different role. Everyone has a different role in Klal Yisrael. But it's minoreinu b'zokeinu nelech. It's the elders, it's the children. It's the Messiah that's going to be passed on from generation to generation to generation. That's what is going. Everyone's going out because everyone is part of Klal Yisrael. Paro didn't get that. Paro just thought it was, okay, the leaders go. But no, everyone has a unique role. We're all part of this Messiah. I remember one time a big Rav went to someone. He was talking to a 19-year-old. And the 19-year-old, they're having a schmooze, and the 19-year-old said, listen, how do I, you know, I'm working on myself, maybe in a couple years, I'm going to be in Shidduchim. What should I do to better myself? So he said to him, you know, you should give over things to your children and your wife. And he's like, you're not understanding what I'm saying. I'm trying to tell you that I'm not married and I don't have kids. So the Rav turns to him and he says, No. I'm telling you that the more you build yourself, the greater it's going to be for your wife and your kids. I know you don't have a wife and kids yet. You're 19! But the more you build yourself, and this is the idea of life, and even if you have kids and grandkids, v'chein yirbu, whatever stage you are, the more you build yourself, the greater it's going to be to give over to other people. It's like a well, a mayan, that the more there's water, and the more you put the water in mayim el Torah, you put it in, it's going to overflow. So that's the passing it on to generation to generation. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I give you the ability to pass on the Messiah. I give you the ability to show the sweetness of Torah, to show the sweetness of mitzvot. Baruch Hashem, I was zocheh to get it from my parents. My mother is such chesed and helps so many people. My father is always learning and always giving. And this is something that we all have to go and keep on giving to our children, to our grandchildren, giving to our parents and to our family and to our friends. This is what we all have, the idea of passing over from generation to generation. But it doesn't just stop there. We have to realize that we have koyach hazman. We have the koach of time. Why is the first mitzvah hachodesh hazeh lachem? Why is it the sanctification of the moon? So it's very interesting. Obviously, the moon is created from a kadosh baruch hu, but Hashem says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah and Mishnah, say that you go out and you go and declare the moon. You go witnesses. And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah goes into detail the whole process, how they ask questions to the witnesses. But they need to go and investigate and see the moon and then pass it on to the towns with the torches to show everyone. Again, they didn't have internet back then. They didn't have WhatsApp. It wasn't instant. There was a whole process of getting information out. But HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, you, Hashem says, you know what? I give you the ability of Kedusha. You could tap in. You have Kedusha. You're inherently Kadosh. You're my Ama Nivcha. You're my Kodesh Kedoshim. I created the whole world, but I gave Kedusha to you. You know why? Me Sinai, and you accepted the Torah. I gave it to all other nations and they didn't want it. But you wanted it. So that's the idea. In order to show this uniqueness, we need to show ourselves that our time is precious. Our time is precious. You know, they did an amazing thing in Yeshiva. That they had the boys, spoke maybe a little last week, but we had the great Siyum of it. And 40 hours, boys took on themselves in a couple days, 40 block Gemara. Some guys did 60 block Gemara in such a short time, in a couple of days. And they show themselves that they were able to do things, go above what they thought they could do. And there was one Bachar I was schmoozing with, Daniel Zupnik, and he said something amazing to me. He said, you know, it was Friday night, and they had this awesome Shabbos. And they told the guys, listen, we're going to end the meal, and then we're going to go learn for 6 hours. And we're going to have our fleshish meal, and we're going to be able to have milichik afterwards. You know why? Because we got 6 hours. Not the guys that wait 1 hour, not the guys that wait 3 hours. It's just great, everyone has their minute. We don't have to judge. But the people that wait 6 hours, they're going to be able to email and learning. He told me, learning for 6 hours. Can you imagine? And I said to my shir, and hopefully I'm going to apply it to myself, and I think whoever's listening, I think we could do it. We got to believe in ourselves. I said, if you guys could do 6 hours in a night, so when you have a Friday night, that's a little longer, and obviously it's family time and game time, and people are tired, and it's Friday. Imagine sitting down, taking out a chumash, taking out a Tehillim, a Psalms, right? Tehillim, and say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this for an hour. I'm going to learn some Pirkei Avos with my children. I'm going to learn some Parsha Svarim with my children. I'm going to learn for myself. I'm going to learn an hour. We can all do it. Because that's showing ourselves that our time is precious. You know, in the time of Chazal, they didn't have, things didn't come so easy. Whether life was easier or harder back then, things weren't so easy. When they would go to do laundry, they would go to the river. You know, nowadays our washing machine's broken, oh, yay, 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 right? And again, that's the generation we live in, and we have to work on it. But they used to go down to, you know how much time it takes to take all your clothes to the river? Like, yeah, I don't live near a river. I don't know what I have to do. I would have to, you know, take a bus. It would be nuts, right? But we have, Hashem says, I'm giving you so much more time. So are we being productive with our time? Al tikri matzos ela mitzvos. You know, matzah, 18 minutes, 1 second after that, it turns into chametz. Like we're saying now, our time is precious. But not only that, it needs to be fresh. Al tikri et hamatzos ela et hamitzvos. You know, my grandfather, Bamzer, that's how, had zechus of learning by Rav Moshe. He said he was driven. He was a very driven person. He said, I'm going to get smicha from Rav Moshe. I'm going to learn all. I'm going to learn up his halachas. I'm going to learn up of his shailas that he was asked. And he had zechus to speak in front of him. And he built a very close relationship with him. And he told me, and it's in all his tshuvas, in his writings, famous thing, that it doesn't make sense. In the 1900s, people would go. They would have a job. They would keep Shabbos. They would miss. They would come back to work and say, sorry, you don't have a job. You had a job on Shabbos. You didn't come. And what she says is fascinating. It doesn't make sense. Like, all these people's children went off the derech. And again, we don't know. Can't judge. But they went off the derech. And what she says, you know why? They didn't show simcha. They didn't show the love this simcha for the mitzvahs. And because of that, when the kids saw, oh, Shabbos again, I'm going to lose my job. The kids saw it because everything we do is passing on the Mesorah. And they saw that. And they said, really, I don't want this. My parents don't want it. I don't want this. So Moshe said, the positive is, the more you give simcha, simchas hachayim, simchas of life, the more you give over simchas ha-Torah, how lucky we are to have the Torah. How lucky we are. You know, the Karban Pesach represents all of Klal Yisrael coming together. If you look through the Psukim, you know, it talks about Kol Ezrach and Orel, someone that doesn't have a bris milah, is not able to be part of the Karban Pesach because you need to be a Yid, you need to be a Jew. And we know that when we get the Torah, we're getting the Torah very soon in a couple of weeks, Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, because we're one guf. And that's what Karban Pesach represents, the idea of becoming one. The idea of Klal Yisrael being united. And we need to take this. We're going through hard times still. Soldiers are on the line and they're losing their lives. And we have to down, we have to destroy Hamas. But we have to realize the Koyach HaZman, that time is precious. You know, they tell stories. Sometimes people hear these stories and their brain turns off. And sometimes people hear these stories and their brain turns on. But they tell stories of Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal. He made a siyum at Shas. My friends were at the siyum every year. He finished Kol HaTorah Kula. 3 weeks later, he makes another siyum at Shas. And they say, Rabbi, yeah, Gadol Ador, 3 weeks to finish Shas again. He said, no, because I had precious, I had time. I was waiting for this. I was waiting for that. You know, I was waiting for a bus. I was whatever. I was in traffic. I was in a meeting. And I said, you know what? I'm going to listen to a Daf Yomi Shir. I'm going to, I don't know, listen to Daf Yomi Shir, but I gave the Daf Yomi Shir. But I'm going to learn here and learn there. Because time is precious. And we need to realize that. You know why Arve? You know why Paro got so scared by Arve? One little locust hatches, wildfire. It just goes. Destroys all the vegetation, destroys everything. And Paro says, Ki hamoves hazeh. Paro knew the power of time. Paro knew that in 1 second, Arba goes out, boom! The whole Mitzrayim will be destroyed. And he says, Ki hamoves hazeh. And the Bali Musar explained that Arba represents, like we're saying now, that there's an idea of a Koyach HaZman. And we all have the ability, we all, Baruch Hashem, we all have the ability to give of our time. And Moshe says, Moshe Feinstein says that just like a person needs to give Meiser his money, he has to give a tenth of his money. Some people are makbid, more and less. Give a tenth of what he makes. It says, Moshe, we got to do Meiser for your time also. Because there's so many people. Imagine just sending a little text to someone that you haven't sent a text. You don't want anything out of this person. You send it takes me 30 seconds to send a little voice note that you hear your voice. Or if you're not a voice note person, you send a text. Just to someone randomly, how are you? How's everything? You don't even know what it could do to someone. We don't know the power, what our power is. Someone could feel so good about themselves. You know, I got a random text from someone and I felt so good about myself. You know, the person reached out to me and it's been a long time. And they just said, hey, how are you? How's everything? And we have to realize that we have the ability for greatness. So again, just to sum up these ideas. Paro said to Moshe, Miva mi holchem. Moshe said, No. I'm going to pass on the Mesorah. I'm going to pass it on from generation to generation. But not only that, I'm going to show you that time is precious. The more you make your time precious, the more it's going to be. And not only that, when your family members see, when you show yourself how being from and doing mitzvos, and davening, and learning is to you, how it's going to have a roshim in the whole world. As the famous Gemara Chagiga says, you go up to Shamayim, after Mei Ve'esrim, and you go to Shamayim, and Hashem says, wow, look at all these svarim that you wrote. And you're like, what? I didn't write any svarim. Maybe you messed up. Maybe it's someone else. No. You don't even realize. You were waiting for the bus, and the bus came late. I always use buses, because I use buses. Or you were waiting for a meeting, And the meeting, you know, you're waiting in the doctor's office, right? And the doctor, you know, it's supposed to be your turn, and people cut in front of you, but it's not your turn, and you're waiting. And all of a sudden, you know what? I'm going to put my phone down for a second. I'm going to take out a safer. And I take out a safer, and I learn. And someone sees that, they're like, oh, wow, I could do that also. And then that person goes, and then eventually they have grandchildren. And this person, because he got firmer from this, and eventually, one of these people is a tremendous Talmud Chacham, a tremendous Gadol B'Torah, and he writes Sfarim, the whole world uses. You get Sfar. Amazing. A domino effect. Because you learned that time and you were waiting for something. Wow. That's the idea here. The idea is the Koyach and Mesorah. The idea is the Mesikis, the sweetness of learning, of Torah, of davening, talking to Hashem. Chodesh is Elachem, because Hashem says, you have the ability. I give you the ability to make Kedusha of time. Al tikri et ha-matzos elet ha-mitzvos. Don't let your mitzvahs go stale. 1 second. Realize they're precious. Put mamish, love. And it's easier said than done. But the more we focus and the more we say we could do it, the more we push ourselves, that extra hour, Friday night, that extra time, little here, little there. Little things make big people. So Be'ezus Hashem, everyone should realize that we're Klal Yisrael. We could do whatever we want as long as we set our minds to it with the help of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Let us realize that we could do it. Al tikri et ha-matzos et ha-mitzvos. Let's sanctify our time. Let's sanctify our mitzvahs. Let us realize the more we're involved and the more we do, the more it's going to help the world at large, ourselves, our future family, our family, and our connection with their Ribbono Shel Olam. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Parshas Blessings.